Good morning, Unity family.
Good morning.
Boy, what do you say after all of that? And happy Sunday. Happy fall. Thaw, as in we were freezing some time ago, and there has been a thaw. We might freeze again, but right now I'm grateful for the thaw. And I'm grateful to be here this morning. I'm grateful to be here right now. I'm grateful to have heard everything up to now, the songs, the greetings, the daily word reading, Marie Ann singing between yesterday and tomorrow. There is more. And this is our year of knowing our good here at Unity of New York. So I say yes to knowing our good. I say yes to knowing my good. I say yes with you to knowing your good, because as each of us knows our good, the whole community knows good, and we are greater than the sum of our parts, greater than the sum of each of us individually being added up. When we put power behind our intention, when we choose to live from that space within that is bathed in love, we are created in the image and likeness of our Creator. We like to say that our Creator is love, is absolute good, and cannot be anything other than good, cannot be anything other than love. The activity of our Creator is love. Always showering, always blessing, always giving, emitting, always life affirming. The scripture on your program from Corinthians, which reads, there are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And I've been thinking about that for a little bit lately, just a little bit. And wondering, if Kathy's created in the image and likeness of her Creator and is a visible, tangible expression of love, why do I not always feel and know that I am the love that I say I am and know intellectually I am? Why is it that sometimes my demonstration is not showing that fully? What is that about? I ask myself, what is that about? Why is it sometimes I am not being the love and expression? Why is it that sometimes I am not speaking love and life-affirming words to myself, to my fellow humans, to those I claim I love? I sometimes fall short. Am I the only one? Just saying.
No.
All right, now, let's just go on in there and look at it a little bit. So I looked at the word according to Google because I wanted to investigate a couple of things. I wanted to know, have an idea of how many times the words love and faith appear throughout Scripture, because there are so many different translations of the Bible. It stands to reason there are different numbers that folks come up with when they're counting how many times love and how many times faith appear. But suffice it to say, they each appear hundreds of times, regardless of the translation one is looking at. So I looked at this and I thought to myself, a year before, we were looking at the 12 powers as our theme here at Unity of New York. And we talked about the 12 powers or 12 abilities, 12 faculties, 12 gifts, use whatever word you choose. And we talked about them once a month, each individually. However, what we know is they work in tandem. They do not work in isolation. They are tools that we can use to help us on this journey that we call life. And some of them couple together pretty nicely. And for me, faith and love work together. There's a scripture that I like, and it says, faith without works is dead. It's dormant. It's not doing anything. So that told me that faith is an action word, that it goes beyond, for me, it goes beyond belief. It's belief with feet. We talk about praying and moving our feet. Well, I began to think about in my daily life and in my prayer life, how am I praying? What is the intention that I am setting when I am in prayer, especially when I'm in prayer because I do not see myself being the love and expression that I am created to be. So I looked at that a little bit. And a phrase I looked up again in Google was fear not, which is shorthand for do not be afraid, have no fear, fear not. And some combination of either do not be afraid, fear not, have no fear appears over 100 times in the Bible. And I'm thinking, this is important. For me, it's important. And I began to think about the idea of how I am using the faith that I already have. We all have it. It's the first power. We talk about it in the month of January. We're here now. And so faith, this faculty, this power, this ability, it's already in us. It's already in me. It's already in every single one of you. And it's already in every single one that is outside the confines of Symphony Space. That means it's in every family member, in every friend, in every acquaintance, in every colleague, in every individual, whether we know them on a name basis or know them from afar or don't know them at all. That same faith, the source of it, resides in every individual. I said to myself, I said, self, I need to look at myself. And then I realized I had some fear around looking at myself. I said, but scripture tells me, fear not, do not be afraid, and allows me to fill in my blank as to whatever I'm examining at the moment. So I recognized that I needed to look at myself and look at my thoughts. What have I been thinking about whatever I'm in prayer about? What have I been thinking about myself and who I am and what I am and how I operate in this world? What feeds my thinking? And because fear not or do not be afraid appear so often, I looked at myself and fear. And I have often said in classes and from this platform that fear, for me, is faith turned inside out, upside down, and backwards. In other words, they come from the same place. It is my misuse of my power of faith that promotes fear. Faith is pivotal. It's about where am I getting my information from? Am I getting it from inside of me? Am I getting it from my divine knowing, my highest consciousness, my truth? that is rooted in the truth with a capital T, well, then that equals faith in possibilities, faith in knowing that I can do all things through Christ, through that divinity that strengthens me. Or am I getting my information from out there using only my five senses? Am I getting it from the news? Am I getting it from my fearful counterparts? Am I getting it from the papers? Am I getting it from someone who is having a fearful conversation on the train? Or the bus? Or on the sidewalk next to me? The conversation I overheard. For instance, this morning on the train. What's going on here? I don't understand this. We're paying all this money. They're making millions of dollars off of us, and we can't even get from point A to point B. We're just starting and stopping and starting and stopping. When am I going to get? Well, I'm going to be late. I can't make it. I can't get there. And I hear it all the time. Do I make that my truth? So-and-so said such and such. Do I make that my truth? So what I realize is, for me, I need to check my root beliefs, my thoughts that occur over and over, not the fleeting thought that just flies in from who knows where, but the thoughts that I ruminate over, over and over again, the thoughts that inform my day from the time that I get up. What am I feeding myself? What do I allow into my spirit? Is it faith in the possibility? Or is it faith in the what-ifs that I'm not interested in having in my life? Because that is faith. Fear is faith in the I don't wants, the I can'ts, in the who, me? Oh, no. Fear. So in my herstory of life events, I need to look at my thoughts that are blocking me from the good that I said that I wanted to appear in my life, because in the burning bowl, the fizzing bowl ceremony we had a couple of weeks ago, I was releasing some more. I had some leftover releasing to do from the releasing that I journeyed through in 2017. I don't know about you, but I still had some residuals. And when I go back at some point in time and look some more, I'll find some more residuals to continue to release. Am I looking at the shadow parts of myself that I choose not to admit worry me, and believing those parts as my truth, that keep me in that less than, not good enough section of half living a non-abundant life? I know self-examination is key. If I don't look, I can't see me, and I sure enough can't see anyone else. And I cannot see them as the truth that they are. I cannot affirm them with conviction and with strength. So giving myself the gift of centered, prayerful, gentle self-examination. Note I said gentle self-examination. It opens me up to self-acceptance, self-forgiveness, processes of unconditional love, of not the human emotional love. I'm talking about that Christ-centered love, we know it as agape love, that love that just loves for the sake of loving and is strong and is sure and is confident. That kind of love is the love that allows me to extend my olive branch to my neighbor when I unpack the error thoughts and beliefs that promote the separation that I experience in my fearful moments. So unity community, let's fear not. Let's unpack together. Let us finish any leftovers we did not completely clear out from 2017's year of release and get on with the business of loving without limits. Loving without limits. Not giving platitudes, but love, love as a verb, an action word, in the beingness that we are, in showering whatever we do with agape love, with a faith-filled love coming from the inside out, allows us to know that the God of each of our understanding is guiding us to look and love beyond appearances. It's a faith-filled love with the strength that sets and keeps wisely communicated boundaries that allow my yeses to be yes and my no's to be no's. And to remember that I am enough and that I'm worth it. And that in those cases when the no needs to be underlined, I'm doing it prayerfully, centered in love, because whoever I'm sharing it with is also worth it, is also worthy of loving communication. So let me be clear. The kind of love I'm talking about intuitively guides us when to go apart for a while, giving ourselves the gift of time to regroup and receive the guidance on how to give and forgive, and when to come back and manifest outwardly the transformation that we have undergone in that process. I'm talking implementing radical self-care so that we are relaxed, replenished, rejuvenated, so we can do what we have come here to do with joy, with excellence, with compassion. However we're here to be and to serve, to bless, let it be guided by a faith-filled love. So let us fear not and step out on our faith-filled love to see the truth beyond appearances, see that the chaos and rhetoric of late is a mega prayer request. A mega prayer request. And we know what to do with prayer requests in unity. Our whole movement is founded on prayer. Talk about a faith-filled prayer. Mother Unity, Myrtle Fillmore, demonstrated it. When she prayed herself into demonstrating, manifesting health and wholeness after being given what a life-threatening diagnosis back in the 1800s. Talk about a demonstration of faith-filled love. She apologized and asked forgiveness to all her body parts, saying, "I apologize. Forgive me for calling you less than you really are. Forgive me for calling you weak, less than the divinity within every cell of my being that is divinely intelligent and knows what to do." She demonstrated a faith-filled love of self. And then what did she do after that healing? People started looking at her and saying, "Myrtle, what's going on? Looking kind of good there. You got good color. I don't hear you coughing," because it was TB she was diagnosed with. And she didn't sit on it. She said, "Come on, let me tell you what I did." She said, "I found a new way to pray. For me, for her, it was a new way of praying. from which we have affirmative prayer. And her husband, Charles, who was chilling out, just checking out his wife, he said, wait a minute. If this is true, I should be able to reproduce the good that I see Myrtle getting. And he took some time to go apart for a while and do his own prayer in his own way and manifested healing outwardly as well as inwardly. And from there we started. They started this movement. If that's not faith-filled love, I don't know what is, because they took it and they shared it. Their goal was to educate, let others know, just as the teachings of Jesus. Scripture tells us, Jesus says, you know, the things you see me doing, hey, you can do them, and you can do more than I'm doing. Greater things. They took that to heart and shared it with everyone they could share it with and built unity. So whatever chaos and rhetoric was going on in their time, they took it and held it in prayer at the same time. Every day they just had a prayer circle in the home, and it spread out and turned into silent unity. And to this day at 11 o'clock at our headquarters, there's someone holding prayer every single day, every hour of every day. Faith-filled love in action. So let's take this chaos of the day, and as I said, the rhetoric of late, see it as a prayer request for which we can give good in the form of speaking truth and power in the face of every ism, fill in your blank, and every phobia, fill in your blank, based in fear and ignorance on display from the height, or maybe the base, of leadership in a certain house in D.C., to the very neighborhoods and streets that we live on. We've been told from this platform by Reverend Carlos Anderson numerous times that we've been informed that our captivity is over. And I say, in this year of knowing our good, let's work that together. Work that together. If we've been informed that our captivity is over and we are indeed free, well, let's act like free folks. Let's pray like free folks. Let's live like we are free, that we are liberated from what? The bondages of ignorance. The bondages of separation. The bondage of unforgiveness. How do we do that? We go in and consult headquarters. The kingdom of heaven is within. That means we have it. We have the ability. Together we come in community to exercise it. So let us know that we are capable of a faith-filled love beyond anything we could have ever imagined. That we can truly be the change we want to see. That we can truly know that there can be peace on earth. And yes, it does begin with me. That we remember that we are the light, the presence, the power, and the protection of God. That we are it. Let us remember that greatest commandment, to love God with everything we have, all we are, our heart, our soul, our mind, and love our neighbors as ourselves, tells me, gotta love myself. And it also tells me, when I am loving myself and extend that love to my neighbor, I am loving God. That's how we bring it on earth as it is in heaven. Start right where we are with what we have. Use our faith-filled love. Bathe everything in it. Elevate our prayer. And watch the healing continue on a greater level, because it's already happening. Let us open our eyes and see with the eyes of spirit. Listen with the ears of spirit. Love with our hearts of spirit. And know that out of chaos is light and love and healing and wholeness and peace and grace and understanding and patience and tolerance and love and more love and more love.
Kathy Grant.
And as we take this time to allow the chair we're seated in to support us and relax your shoulders and your hands. And give thanks for being right here, right now. In this now moment, if release feels difficult for you, affirm the willingness to release. The idea of divine love is new to you, or doesn't even feel possible. Affirm, claim, be willing to allow yourself to be willing to go there. As we set our intention to come apart for a moment, let us know that each of our heart's desires is there for our claiming. The desires of our spirit are there on purpose. There are no accidents. Whether we know it at this moment or not, each desire is able to be realized. Each plan that's revealed to you in spirit is already done. We already have the tools. We already have the connections. We already know our truth. When we step out in faith and take a look at the wonder that each of us is. When we look at the amazing creation that we have been formed into. When we look at ourselves through loving eyes, willing hearts, we know that all things truly are possible. When we step out on faith, put feet to our prayers, and be still and know. As we take a moment to go into the silence, allow grace, allow mercy to bring up any residual feelings, thoughts, events that you may want to release in its present form and begin a new chapter, form a different ending, change the effect of the occurrence, change how we think about something that perhaps rocked our world. We can change what it meant to us. And we can know that it has no power to keep us from knowing our good. Fear not, for it is God's great pleasure to give you the kingdom. The peace that passes all understanding, and the assurance of what we cannot see, but in our spirit we know already is. We are so grateful for the truth and the opportunity to know the truth, the opportunity to commune in oneness, let us give thanks for new thoughts, new ways of being. Let us give thanks for an ever-expansive love and for knowing that we are rooted and grounded in faith. Say thank you, sweet spirit. And so it is.